I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. There's new economic data today. It shows consumers were spending well in September. Retail sales jumped 1.5%. Joining us is Marketplace's John Dimsdale in Washington. John, this is good news. Investors are very happy.
That's right. Consumer spending makes up 2/3 of the entire economy, and this is a sign that shoppers haven't lost confidence in the economy or their jobs. Car sales were particularly strong in September, but the good news was across the board. A lot of building materials were sold, and that may reflect the repairs from the hurricanes in Florida. But this is all kind of surprising given the strong headwind from high energy prices. The spikes in the cost of gasoline made economic growth very sluggish earlier in the year, but now, partly due to today's numbers, forecasters are expecting a stronger third quarter this year.
Are there any signs of relief from the high oil prices coming this winter, say?
Not really. In fact, it could get a lot worse. Some new numbers from the Department of Energy on heating oil inventories are particularly sobering. Usually, this time of year, supply companies are building up their stockpiles to get ready for the heating season. But in fact, inventories are actually falling, down to 32 days. That's partly due to hurricane disruptions in the Gulf of Mexico, where some drilling rigs and refineries have yet to reopen. But also, Jay Saunders, an oil analyst for Deutsche Bank, says strong economies in Asia are sucking up all the available supplies this year.
Europe is sending a lot of heating oil over to China, and Europe has typically been short heating oil. So you're seeing heating oil and diesel fuel actually leave the U.S. when typically you're importing now. So there's a bunch of supply pressures that are really keeping these inventories from building into the season.
So, John, this cannot be good news for prices this winter.
That's right. They're already at record highs, in some places almost double last winter's price. So consumers, particularly in the Northeast, are going to feel a pinch, especially if it's a long, cold winter. And there will be ripples felt elsewhere. Heating oil is called distillate. It's a cousin to diesel fuel, kerosene, jet fuel. All of these are in short supply. Truckers are being hit with high fuel costs. The airlines expect higher ticket prices this winter. In fact, just today, Qantas, the Australian airline, tacked on another fuel surcharge.
I did read a Newswire earlier today that said there was testimony from the chairman of the Federal Reserve, Alan Greenspan, that the high oil prices are something the economy is going to adjust to. That maybe it'll take us a while, but somehow this is all going to be okay. It's not going to be as bad as the oil shock of the 70s.
That's right. He pointed out in a speech that our economy now is much more energy efficient and much less dependent on oil than it was in the 70s. So, that probably means the Federal Reserve will continue its plan of gradually raising interest rates to keep inflation in check. There were some wholesale price numbers out today that looked pretty good. The increase was about what was expected. But as you and I discussed yesterday, with no end in sight to these high energy prices, forecasters are getting a little jittery about the economy's ability to keep growing. Later today on Marketplace, we'll be checking in with our Dallas stockbroker to find out how the week went on Wall Street.
Thank you, John. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace from American Public Media.